Merkaba meditation. To begin, you should be in a place that you feel safe and sacred, where you won't be disturbed for at least a few minutes. If you have an altar, sitting in front of it is probably the best spot. But outside, sitting on the ground is just as holy. Any place you find that you make sacred is appropriate. The Merkaba meditation can be broken into four parts. Each of the four parts has a different kind of breath. The first breath is deep pranic breathing for the inhale, exhale, and holding your exhale. The second part continues the deep pranic breathing, but you no longer hold your breath at the end. For the third part, you will raise your center to your heart. For the fourth part, you will activate the Merkaba and allow your breathing to become a little more shallow. We will also go on a guided journey after breath 14 before activating. Remember that when you are instructed to put your eyes in and up, not to do that until you hear the word pulse. Just like you tell a child who is about to begin a race, ready, set, go, she waits until she hears the word go before beginning. So please remember to wait until you hear the word pulse, to look in, up, and then down. The phrase eyes in and up is to help you remember that that is what you will be doing next when you hear the word pulse. Finally, always complete breath 17 after breath 16. They must be done together. Sit in your sacred space. The most important aspect of this meditation is to be in your heart. Without this, your Merkaba will be like a car without gas. It needs your love to power it up. The greater your capacity to embody unconditional, universal love, the greater your results that you will have with your Merkaba. Remember to sit, stand, or lay with your back straight. If sitting, either put your feet flat on the floor or sit in the lotus position. This is deep breathing, and your belly should be moving in and out as you breathe through your nose. You will breathe in and out through your nose, except for breaths 10, 15, 16, and 17, where you will exhale through your mouth. This meditation begins with this next step. Take a deep cleansing breath. Begin. Inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing. Eyes in and up. Pulse. Next mudra, thumb and second finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the negativity coalesce. Eyes in and up, pulse. Next mudra, thumb and third finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing. Eyes in and up. Pulse. Next mudra, thumb and little finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing inside it. Eyes in and up. Pulse. Next mudra, thumb and first finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body fill with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body fill with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing inside it. Eyes in and up. Pulse. Next mudra, thumb and second finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body fill with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body fill with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing inside of it. Eyes in and up. Pulse. Next mudra, thumb and first two fingers. See the prana coming in from both directions, creating a small sphere in the center of your body behind your navel. Exhale. Continue to see the prana filling the sphere. It is growing in size. Inhale, breath 8. Continue to see prana coming in. Exhale, continue to see prana coming in both directions. The sphere will reach full size, about the size of a basketball. Inhale, breath 9. You are supercharging it. It is getting bright like a full moon. Exhale, continue to see the prana coming in from both directions. Your sphere is like a heavy harvest moon. Inhale, breath 10. It's so bright, it's like a sun ready to explode out. You will blow out with a forced air breath. Do that now. Inhale, breath 11, stabilizing your spheres. Exhale, continue to breathe the prana in from both directions, stabilizing. Inhale, breath 12, stabilizing. Exhale, continue to see the prana moving in from both directions. Inhale, breath 13, stabilizing the spheres. Exhale, continue to see the prana coming in from both directions, stabilizing the spheres. Inhale, breath 14. Change mudras, hands nested, thumbs touching. Exhale. Allow your breathing to become a little more shallow. Allow yourself to feel your heart's energy, and we will begin. Allow yourself to be in your heart. Tell your higher self you wish to meet your higher self in your heart. Ask your higher self to practice with you. Your signals are symbols for yes and no and neutral. You might ask your higher self other questions. Now, ask your higher self to tell you how much you are loved. So say, higher self, show me how much I am loved. Slowly bring your attention back to your heart. Express your gratitude to your higher self. For this connection you are building. Take a deep cleansing breath. Begin. Breath 15. As you inhale, visualize the star tetrahedron spinning in opposite directions at equal speed. You will breathe out with a forced air breath. Do that now. The tetrahedrons are moving at approximately one-third the speed of light. Breath 16, inhale, visualizing the star tetrahedron spinning 34 to the left, 21 to the right. You will breathe out with a forced air breath. Do that now. Your Merkaba has created a large golden platter, approximately 55 feet in diameter around your hips. The tetrahedrons are now spinning in a Fibonacci ratio of approximately two-thirds the speed of light. Breath 17, inhale, visualizing the tetrahedrons being stabilized by raising the speed to nine-tenths the speed of light. Blow out with the forced air breath. Your tetrahedrons are moving at the speed of all life and are tuned to hear. You have now activated your Merkaba. May this meditation be a blessing to you all of your days. The Unity Breath. The Unity Breath, or Unity Meditation, is the single most powerful thing you can do to heal our planet. It will heal you and our planet at the same time. But I invite you to do it every day. Begin by centering yourself. You should have already done your Merkaba meditation or some other centering. Take a meditation position with your body comfortable, but with your back straight. As you sit comfortably, see your pranic tube extend from its normal position above and below the body to a length of 55 feet, 27.5 feet from your heart center. As you breathe deliberately, allow yourself to come into your heart and feel the tremendous love you have for Mother Earth, the plants, trees, animals, and all things female. Think of all the things Mother Earth does for us and feel your great gratitude for the divine feminine. Allow that feeling to coalesce into a small crystal sphere about the size of a golf ball. This sphere is filled with your love and devotion for Mother Earth. Now, with your intention or a forced air breath, lovingly send this sphere of love directly to the heart of Mother Earth, deep within the earth. Do that now. Wait for Mother Earth to respond. She will. Now, with the love of Mother Earth in your heart, allow yourself to feel the energy of love in your heart, this time focusing on the male energy of Father Sky. Think of all the things Father Sky does for us, including providing the sun and rain, wind and weather of all kinds, as well as the night sky, stars and planets. Allow yourself to feel the deep gratitude you have for the divine masculine. Allow it to coalesce into a small crystal sphere about the size of a golf ball inside your heart. As you exhale, with either your intention or a forced air breath, lovingly allow this energy sphere to travel up your pranic tube to the grid around the earth, which sits about 60 miles above the earth, do this now. Allow this love to permeate the grid, creating a thin membrane of love around the entire Earth. Wait for Father Sky to respond. He will. You now have Father Sky and Mother Earth in your heart. Enjoy this moment. Next, allow this feeling of love to expand to include all of life. With your intention, allow the tips of your pranic tube to open and allow all of life to enter. As this feeling of the goodness of all life enters you and fills you with the wonder of an innocent child, allow that to coalesce first into a sphere around your body. This sphere is about the size of the Leonardo da Vinci sphere. With your direct intention or a forced air breath, send this love and joy out towards all of life. Do that now. See it move out into the universe, beginning first with your own sphere expanding slowly, then faster than thought. See it move to your immediate area, city, state, country, world, solar system, universe, and beyond. Allow yourself to expand as far as you can think. Continue to let it expand with the intention that returns to God. As it expands, at the speed of thought, towards the source, it moves throughout all dimensions, all levels of reality, all time, all space. God is now breathing you. Know that this universal love is available to any and all who wish to access it. You are invited to stay in this expansion space as long as you wish. May this information be a blessing in your life. May you remember who you are. And may you always remember your sacred purpose in life. Merkaba meditation. To begin, you should be in a place that you feel safe and sacred, where you won't be disturbed for at least a few minutes. If you have an altar, sitting in front of it is probably the best spot. But outside, sitting on the ground is just as holy. Any place you find that you make sacred is appropriate. The Merkaba meditation can be broken into four parts. Each of the four parts has a different kind of breath. The first breath is deep pranic breathing for the inhale, exhale, and holding your exhale. The second part continues the deep pranic breathing, but you no longer hold your breath at the end. For the third part, you will raise your center to your heart. For the fourth part, you will activate the Merkaba and allow your breathing to become a little more shallow. We will also go on a guided journey after breath 14, before activating. Remember that when you are instructed to put your eyes in and up, not to do that until you hear the word pulse. Just like you tell a child who is about to begin a race, ready, set, go, she waits until she hears the word go before beginning. So please remember to wait until you hear the word pulse, to look in, up, and then down. The phrase eyes in and up is to help you remember that that is what you will be doing next when you hear the word pulse. Finally, always complete breath 17 after breath 16. They must be done together. Sit in your sacred space. The most important aspect of this meditation is to be in your heart. Without this, your Merkaba will be like a car without gas. It needs your love to power it up. The greater your capacity to embody unconditional, universal love, the greater your results that you will have with your Merkaba. Remember to sit, stand, or lay with your back straight. If sitting, either put your feet flat on the floor or sit in the lotus position. This is deep breathing, and your belly should be moving in and out as you breathe through your nose. You will breathe in and out through your nose, except for breaths 10, 15, 16, and 17, where you will exhale through your mouth. This meditation begins with this next step. Putting your hands in the first mudra position. Begin. Inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body fill with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing. Eyes in and up. Pulse. Next mudra, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with magnificent light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing inside the earth tetrahedron. Eyes in and up, pulse. Next mudra, thumb and third finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing inside it. Pulse. Next mudra, thumb and little finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing. Eyes in and up, pulse. Next mudra, see your sun tetrahedron around your body filled with light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing. Eyes in and up, pulse. Next mudra, thumb and second finger. As you inhale, see the sun tetrahedron around your body filled with magnificent light. Exhale, earth tetrahedron, see it around your body filled with light. Hold your breath, seeing the earth tetrahedron and negativity coalescing. Eyes in and up, pulse. Next mudra, see the prana coming in from both ends, filling a small sphere in the center. Exhale, continue to see this small sphere grow in size. Inhale, breath 8. Continue to see prana coming in from both directions. Exhale. Continue to see the prana coming in. The sphere will reach full size at the end of this exhale. Inhale, breath 9. You are supercharging, allowing more prana to make it very bright. Exhale, continue to see more prana coming in. It is like a heavy harvest moon. Inhale, breath 10. You will reach the fullest amount like a bright sun, ready to explode out. Blow out, do this now. Inhale, breath 11, stabilizing your spheres. Exhale, continue to bring prana in, stabilizing your sphere. Inhale, breath 12, stabilizing your spheres. Exhale, continue to see prana moving in, stabilizing your spheres. Inhale, breath 13, stabilizing your spheres. Exhale, continue to see prana coming in from both directions, stabilizing. Inhale, breath 14, change mudras.
Hands nested, thumbs touching.
Allow the center of your spheres move to your heart. Allow your breathing to become a little more shallow. Thank you.
Allow yourself to feel your heart's energy and we will begin. Allow yourself to be in your heart. Tell your higher self you wish to meet your higher self in your heart. Ask your higher self to practice with you your signals or symbols for yes and no and neutral. You might ask your higher self other questions. Now, ask your higher self to tell you how much you are loved. So say, higher self, show me how much I am loved. Slowly bring your attention back to your heart. Express your gratitude to your higher self for this connection you are building. Take a deep cleansing breath. Begin. Breath 15. As you inhale, visualize the star tetrahedron spinning in opposite directions at equal speed. You will breathe out with a forced air breath. Do that now. The tetrahedrons are moving at approximately one-third the speed of light. Breath 16, inhale, visualizing the star tetrahedron spinning 34 to the left, 21 to the right. You will breathe out with a forced air breath. Do that now. Your Merkaba has created a large golden platter, approximately 55 feet in diameter around your hips. The tetrahedrons are now spinning in a Fibonacci ratio of approximately two-thirds the speed of light. Breath 17, inhale, visualizing the tetrahedrons being stabilized by raising the speed to 9/10 the speed of light. Blow out with the forced air breath. Your tetrahedrons are moving at the speed of all life and are tuned to hear. You have now activated your Merkaba. May this meditation be a blessing to you all of your days. The Unity Breath. The Unity Breath, or Unity Meditation, is the single most powerful thing you can do to heal our planet. It will heal you and our planet at the same time. But I invite you to do it every day. Begin by centering yourself. You should have already done your Merkaba meditation or some other centering. Take a meditation position with your body comfortable, but with your back straight. As you sit comfortably, see your pranic tube extend from its normal position above and below the body to a length of 55 feet, 27.5 feet from your heart center. As you breathe deliberately, allow yourself to come into your heart and feel the tremendous love you have for Mother Earth, the plants, trees, animals, and all things female. Think of all the things Mother Earth does for us, and feel your great gratitude for the Divine Feminine. Allow that feeling to coalesce into a small crystal sphere about the size of a golf ball. This sphere is filled with your love and devotion for Mother Earth. Now, with your intention or a forced air breath, lovingly send this sphere of love directly to the heart of Mother Earth, deep within the earth. Do that now. Wait for Mother Earth to respond. She will. Now, with the love of Mother Earth in your heart, allow yourself to feel the energy of love in your heart, this time focusing on the male energy of Father Sky. Think of all the things Father Sky does for us, including providing the sun and rain, wind and weather of all kinds, as well as the night sky, stars, and planets. Allow yourself to feel the deep gratitude you have for the Divine Masculine. Allow it to coalesce into a small crystal sphere about the size of a golf ball inside your heart. As you exhale, with either your intention or a forced air breath, lovingly allow this energy sphere to travel up your pranic tube to the grid around the Earth, which sits about 60 miles above the Earth. Do this now. Allow this love to permeate the grid, creating a thin membrane of love around the entire Earth. Wait for Father Sky to respond. He will. You now have Father Sky and Mother Earth in your heart. Enjoy this moment. Next, allow this feeling of love to expand to include all of life. With your intention, allow the tips of your pranic tube to open and allow all of life to enter. As this feeling of the goodness of all life enters you and fills you with the wonder of an innocent child, allow that to coalesce first into a sphere around your body. This sphere is about the size of the Leonardo da Vinci sphere. With your direct intention or a forced air breath, send this love and joy out towards all of life. Do that now. See it move out into the universe, beginning first with your own sphere expanding slowly, then faster than thought. See it move to your immediate area, city, state, country, world, solar system, universe, and beyond. Allow yourself to expand as far as you can think. Continue to let it expand with the intention that returns to God. As it expands at the speed of thought towards the source, it moves throughout all dimensions, all levels of reality, all time, all space. God is now breathing you. Know that this universal love is available to any and all who wish to access it. You are invited to stay in this expansion space as long as you wish. May this information be a blessing in your life. May you remember who you are, and may you always remember your sacred purpose in life. Thank you.